Saint Paul says that the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness, and self-control. We could think of the physical and psychological benefits of meditation in terms of what we are getting out of meditation. These are signs of grace working on nature and welcome gifts. But the fruits of meditation are less easy to measure and can best be understood in terms of becoming less self-centered and more loving. We often think too much about what we're going to get and not enough about what we are going to lose. This is not about literally selling all we have and taking to the road or doing anything extreme with our lives. Our lives change naturally as the fruits appear because of the radical simplicity of meditation becoming part of our life. Nevertheless, we have to accept the changes as they appear. There is joy and peace in thinking of others. For example, we go to the kind of movies that entertain us. But if we have young children, we choose to go to movies they will enjoy. We find pleasure and satisfaction in the happiness of the child. So the fruits of meditation, the fruits of the spirit, cannot be seen as an egotistical kind of self-fulfillment. What we find is the fruits are for my good and the good of others intertwined. My love, peace, patience, kindness affects others because we are all connected. This insight is at the heart of the gospel and is deeply in harmony with the holistic understanding of spiritual growth. In the New Testament, we don't find consumer spirituality. It is not obey these rules and you will get everything you want. What we find there and at the heart of all true spirituality is the commandment to love that is a revelation of truth. Love is the self-giving act of the human person that fulfills us as individuals because it fulfills us as people in relationship with others. If you really want to understand the fruits of meditation, then the best way you can do that is to understand it in terms of our relationships with others.